Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and welcome. I say watch or listen to, because on Spotify, this is a video podcast. Slowly but surely, I'm dripping it to YouTube, but for now, it's a video podcast on Spotify and Spotify alone. And today's show is one where we talk about one of those dumb interview mistakes that people make much too often. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you share it. Hope you leave a comment. Hope you do something that demonstrates it was worthwhile. And in the meantime, we'll be back in just one moment. More and more firms are bringing people back to the office to interview. And what I found is one of the dumb interview mistakes that people are making is they're letting themselves be distracted by their phone while they're waiting. They're not being aware of their environment and thus surprised when someone comes out to greet them. That throws off your balance and equilibrium. You feel unprepared and kind of get startled because you're distracted. You're also not focusing on your mental preparation for the beginning of the interview when they decide whether or not to pay attention within 5 minutes of you starting the interview. You know, they can be very polite and cordial, but after 5 minutes, they figure out whether or not to pay attention to anything you're saying. So I always remember this story about when I still did recruiting, and I was visiting a client of mine at one of the banks, and there was a settee in the reception area where on one side of it, you could have a doorway behind the right shoulder, and opposite was another door. There was also one against the wall where you could see both doorways and someone coming out to greet you. Someone I watched became engrossed in their copy of the New York Times. It was a rainy day. They had an umbrella, a raincoat, a hat, the New York Times, and the person who came out to greet them came out over their right shoulder, and they were startled when they heard their name. They now had to fold the newspaper, pick up their coat, their hat, their umbrella, their briefcase. People used briefcases then, and they were startled. I know the first couple of minutes were bad for this person because I could see how thrown off they were. Admittedly, you won't have a newspaper with you. You'll have your phone. And that's going to be the distraction for you if you let it be that way. You could be kept waiting for 2 minutes and called in, but I think you're best served by reviewing any notes you have on your phone about the interview, about the person that you're meeting with, and then focusing on the handshake, the smile, and being ready when they ask your name, they call your name to come in for the interview. I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you find this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go there and go exploring. There's just going to be a lot there to help you in the blog. And you can also schedule time for a free discovery call with me, schedule time for a coaching session. I'm great at interview preparation. I really am. Find out about my courses about interviewing, my books and guides. There's a lot there that'll help you. And I'm going to also encourage you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.